listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning, Mackay heading for 24 degrees today and Airlie Beach 25. Making the news today, Tuesday the 23rd of May, court battle between Airlie Save the Foreshore and Witt Sunday Council, new Bonza flight launches today, and looking at the meteor that dazzled residents over the weekend. The court battle between an Airlie Beach community group and the Witt Sunday Council is expected to wrap up today. The proposed plans for a high-rise hotel on Airlie's foreshore has been challenged in court since last month. The 12-storey hotel would break the town's building height limit by more than 30 metres. President of Save the Foreshore, Suzette Pelt, says over 2,000 people made submissions to reject the proposal, but they've been ignored.
Local council is fighting their own community, hand in glove, going against the community with a development in receivership. So the receiver is not a good corporate citizen. They simply are here to make their money and get out.
Council's Director of Planning, Neil McGaffin, says they took the submissions into consideration and because of the positive outcomes like employment opportunities and attracting future development, it was worthy of support. New airline Bonza's Mackay to Melbourne flight launches today. The service will operate twice a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tonight, the first aircraft from Melbourne will touch down in Mackay around 7 p.m. tonight. A science and space expert says it's difficult to detect meteors like the one that illuminated Queensland skies at the weekend before the strike land. Mackay residents witnessed the meteor soar through the sky Saturday evening, turning its shades of blue and green before landing in Croydon in the far north. Griffith University's Professor Polly De Souza says current equipment doesn't allow for it and meteors strike more often than we think.
We have about probably between 2 and 3 sightings of meteorites every day on Earth. People seeing it. Most of them are not seen because they fall during the day somewhere in the middle of the ocean. We will not see it. So it's quite common, rocks like that to fall.
World's largest supplier and producer of Australian tea, Narada Tea, will pause production at its far north Queensland plantation after almost 140 years of tea growing. The company says droughts, rising costs and lack of demand for black tea has forced its hand. Narada Tea chairperson John Russell says the company is talking to the state government and potential investors about a rescue plan, but nothing is yet in place. And Whit Sunday's very own tour operator, Ocean Rafting, have been crowned winners in the top 20 tours in Australia and New Zealand for the Visitor Experience Awards for 2023. Let's take a look at some sport now. Two former local players have surprisingly missed out on a spot in the State of Origin Game 1 next week. Maroons coach Bailey Slater says he had to make tough phone calls to Caelan Ponga and Dane Gaggy. However, our own Ruben Cotter will start for Queensland with Tom Diarden in the extended squad. And the numbers are in and 5,000 people passed through the gates at the Nebo Rodeo on Saturday night. Brock Jordan-Iker claimed the top spot in the open saddle ride, while Riley Gibb and Luke Ford were the best in the steer wrestling. In the ladies' comps, Leanne Babin won barrel racing, while Jodie McPhee took out the breakaway title. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Witt Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.